And this morning, we are joined by Larry Andrews, Vice President of Corporate Services. Larry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kyle. Good to be with you all this morning. Thank you very much for making time for me and others I know who are recording these to share what's going on at Rappahannock Electric. Thank you.
Definitely. And, you know, I want to know a little bit, what is corporate services? Somebody may see that title and be like, what does that guy do? I imagine it's, you know, for a co-op, you've probably got quite a lot under your belt, but can you give us kind of a rundown of maybe what brought you to REC and what you do now?
I will be glad to share that. I'll give you a little bit of history, and then I'll elaborate on my role as Vice President of Corporate Services. I was hired in 2001, so I've been with the cooperative for 20 years now. I spent about 9.5 years in the finance and accounting department as what we call the treasury and financial services specialist. I managed our cash, our debt, our investments, did a lot of financial analysis and projects. I then was promoted to director of finance and accounting, and so I oversaw the entire department. Then I spent 4 years as what we call our manager of administrative services. I was still over finance and accounting, but I then had procurement and warehouses, our facilities and mailroom services. And now for a little more than half a year, I have been the Vice President of Corporate Services. So I still oversee, that's a lot of the back office support. So that includes, again, finance and accounting, all those things that I was supervising as part of administrative services. But then I added human resources, and employee development, vegetation management. And what that means is that's really our right of ways, keeping those clear. And that's a lot that goes into that. And what we're gonna talk about with sustainability today, as well as dispatching, safety, physical security, loss control, SCADA. And you're probably not familiar with the term, but SCADA means supervisory control and data acquisition. That is where we detect current flow, line voltage, monitor circuit breaker operations. And lastly, construction services and telecommunications. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? But the only reason that I am able to do that is I have great staff that focus on each one of those areas. And we have the best at Rappahannock that are subject matter experts in all of those areas.
We have certainly enjoyed talking with several members of y'all's staff. It's been great getting to know each of you. You mentioned sustainability, so let's dive into that. What are some ways that REC has implemented sustainable practices in the workplace? Because I know there's other businesses that are working towards that or wanting to begin to work towards that.
Well, thank you, Tabitha. It's a great question. We pretty much handle a lot of that under what we call our Green Together program. And I'll share with you a few initiatives that have helped us to maintain and strive to be environmentally sustainable. One is we've converted our warehouses and our parking lots to LED lighting. In conjunction with that lighting is also dark sky compliant. You've probably heard, they call that light pollution. Well, those lights that we put up keep the light going down, so we're not putting that up in the air, but they are LED, which are very sustainable. Another one of our initiatives is our employees have recycled 667,000 pounds of material since 2019. We kind of took a step back with the pandemic because some of us have not been in the office as a lot of businesses are, but that's up, from 2019. We've also increased the number of electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles in our fleet. We have had hybrid vehicles probably since the early 2010s or teens. And now we have a couple of electric vehicles. We, of course, have charging stations on site so we can charge those. For a number of years, we have been a part of the Treeline USA accreditation. We've been awarded that for 19 years in a row. And again, that's through our vegetation management program. We don't just cut down trees. We are trying to make sure that as we keep our rights of way clear, that we are also environmentally friendly. And that is what that accreditation recognizes.
That's awesome. I just did the quick math. That's the amount of recycled pounds. That's 333 elephants.
Oh,
yeah.
My word.
That's a lot.
Yes, that is. I've seen Kyle. I've seen other stats that put that in the, you know, how high that would be on a number of football fields, like 10 feet high on 7 football fields. So, like the comparison
visual, but I was like, yeah, you know, 2,000 pounds is an elephant. Like, if you had to imagine 333 elephants would look like, that's a lot of recyclables. I mean,
that's a lot of recyclables. Yes.
Wow. Well, Larry, that's incredible. Moving away from elephants. what resources does REC have for members to be sustainable?
And a great question. We have three that I'd like to focus on today. One, we call it Cooperative SunShare. This is a program that supports solar energy. Our members have a lot of great information out there where they can go online on our website and participate in this program where they agree to purchase blocks of kilowatt hours, or it's 50 kilowatt hour blocks, and they can purchase as many as they want. Well, I say as many, we don't let them purchase more than what they would normally use, okay? Mm. So, but we typically, it's around 3 or 4 blocks, you know, 150, 200 kilowatt hour blocks. And what that's allowing them to do is to purchase energy that is generated from solar projects here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but they do not have to go out and buy those solar panels, but they are purchasing solar energy. I am also, not only do I work for the co-op, but I'm a member and I participate in that program. And it's great to be able to know that I'm getting energy from the solar, but I didn't have to invest in that. Now, let me dovetail though, for those members who can put solar panels on their homes or on their property, we call that our net metering program. And a member would be able to have a separate meter put on their property to keep track of the kilowatt hours and the energy that those panels are generating. And then we would keep track of how much they're generating and how much they're using it. And then we net that all together. So we keep track of that. Now, if a member is generating more than what they're using, then we allow that to be a credit. We don't pay them back for that, but we would use that to go forward. So if the next month they used a lot more than they generated, that netting would help them out in future months. The last one, and I've touched on this a little bit, we are really encouraging our members to look into electric vehicles. We have a lot of information again on our website, which is myrec.coop, and they can kind of determine, is an electric vehicle the right thing for my family? A lot of good questions, things you need to think about before you go out and buy that vehicle and you bring it home. Well, how am I going to charge that at home? The research shows that most people are going to do most of their charging at home. And we are trying to encourage them to do that charging at what we call non-peak times. That would mean typically in the evening when usage is lower, to keep the demand down. And the great thing is that we want our members to, yes, benefit from that. It reduces carbon emissions. And hopefully when they're out there looking, there are also great tax credits that the federal government is offering if you purchase an electric vehicle today. So we would encourage folks to look that up as well. So those are three of the things that we're helping our members with.
Larry, it definitely seems like you all know how high the stakes are when it comes to being sustainable, because it seems like you offer so many ways for both employees and members to be environmentally friendly. Why do you feel it's important to continue these efforts?
Well, I really believe it aligns with Rappahannock's mission statement, which is connecting our members and communities with safe, reliable, affordable, and sustainable energy solutions. So it very much, It aligns with what we do. It's also a core of our everyday environment to ensure that we are preparing for the future. We can't be short-sighted. And so we know we've got to be looking down the road. We've been very fortunate in our programs, and we've been successful. There is something called the Governor's Excellence Award. We participated for the first time in 2020, and we're actually awarded an honorable mention for the very first time. And we just are very proud that we could receive that, and that they recognize that we are making a difference in these sustainable efforts. I also believe that we do this not only as we encourage others, as I shared with you about the community, or as the Cooperative SunShare program that I as a member participate, but I think we lead by example. I plan on looking for an SUV electric vehicle later this year when I'll have more choices. But I can tell you that two of my counterparts, two other vice presidents, they already have electric vehicles. We believe in this, and we believe we ought to lead by example.
Wow, that's awesome. That's super cool. Well, Larry, thank you so much for your time today. And I want to thank you as well for REC's leadership in these issues, particularly around sustainability in our communities and our region, because it's definitely something that's on everyone's minds, and especially in these times right now where we're kind of under this pandemic, people are being a lot more thoughtful about what they're doing and their impact on the world. And I mean, being sustainable is one of those things that they can really check off a lot of those boxes, and easily, especially with how you talked about the Cooperative SunShare. I'm a member of REC, and although I don't pay the bills, my wife does. I contribute money, but you know what I mean. Yes. I'm going to tell her about the SunShare thing, because I think she would love that as a school teacher.
I don't take advantage of any of my benefits as an REC member.
Yeah,
and I need to.
Too.
Yeah. Wow. I'm learning
all right.
A lot.
So two new Cooperative SunShare members right now. So
that's great.
We'll commit with you, Larry, to be an example. So thank you again for joining us today.
Kyle, Anna, Tabitha, thank you for your time, and thank you for allowing me to join you today. This has been a privilege and an honor. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.